don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. And if you want to take a shot on ETFs yourself, well, you want to make sure you have a full understanding of how they work and you understand how to put together a portfolio. And one of the easiest ways to do that, go to ETFtrends.com. That, of course, the website. Newsletter run by Tom Lydon. He is editor at ETF Trends. And it's not just here's what I like or here's what I'm buying. It's a lot of news that'll help you sift the good stuff from the not so good stuff, the stuff that you should be looking at, whether it's trending or not, versus the stuff that is just kind of out there and filling up hopefully somebody else's portfolio, but not yours. Again, it's ETFtrends.com. You can follow Tom on Twitter at ETFtrends or at Tom Lydon. And he joins us each week. And of course, he and I in Chicago this week for the Morningstar Investor Conference, but here for your enjoyment. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Looking forward to seeing you.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Market Vectors Oil Services ETF, ticker OIH.
OIH, the Market Vectors Oil Services ETF. All right, Tom. I'm going to give you a little bit of Money Life history as we get into this, which is recently on the show... we've had a number of guests talking about oil, and it seems like for everyone I have saying buy it, we have somebody saying sell it. And oh, by the way, that has extended from big oil companies down to some of the oil services companies. So I'm really curious, why oil services? Why now?
Well, first of all, it's topical, Chuck. So there are a lot of people, as you say, that are talking about oil, but there are certain ways to go about it. Obviously, you can buy an individual issue. You can buy a mutual fund, but in this case, the folks at Market Vectors have put together an index of the top 26 oil companies selected by market capitalization. So I'm going to run through a few things pretty quickly. Geopolitical issues that are going on over in the Middle East right now are of a major concern. So if there's any type of stop up in the supply chain, obviously that would make the price of oil continue to rise higher. Also, after a tough winter and a lot of oil prices spiking, it's the time of year when people hit the road. So gas prices tend to also increase over the course of the summer while we're seeing inventories down at lower levels. And then finally, it's getting tougher to get a barrel of oil out of the ground. So oil services companies are trying to meet that additional need by going into areas that aren't as easy to get the oil out of, deep water, oil shale, even polar caps, which makes it more expensive, but it also is really meant for those companies, the big companies, that have the ability to get that oil out of the ground. So with that being said, this is not one of those instances where you dive in head first or that you buy and hold over an extended period of time. But as we always talk about trends, the trends for oil-related ETFs in particular have been up nicely over the last year. And this ETF, OIH, is nicely trending above its 200-day average.
Is that going to wind up being the target? Is that 200-day average, as long as it's there, we're holding?
Well, I think so. So, again, oil's gotten a lot of attention. It's not one of those things you just dive into and you forget about it, because we can always have a correction. But I was filling up my tank yesterday, and as I'm paying close to $5.70 a gallon, I'm thinking, geez, this doesn't feel that good. But we still don't, across the country, are to the point where we feel a lot of pain. When we do, and that starts to affect the economy, then I think we'll see prices come back. But we've seen general oil prices up, but we haven't seen the media talking about the pain yet, or that the average investor is not saying, geez, this is really hurting me. So maybe we're to the point where we're accepting higher oil prices here in the U.S. as opposed to Europe, for example, that's had oil prices higher for an extended period of time. So I believe that we're in a position where the uptrend in oil prices are going to continue, profitability for these larger companies will continue, and hopefully the trend will continue. If by chance it doesn't and we have a correction and it goes below its 200-day average, that's your sell point.
And what does this play in a portfolio? Where is this money to go into the OIH coming from somebody's asset allocation?
If you're an average investor, you already have oil-related stocks in your portfolio. If you have the S&P 500, that's the case. It's really easy to identify that. I would say if from your equity position, if you want to increase your allocation by 5% into OIH, that would be safe as long as you maintain that 200-day average outlook.
And because of that, and as you pointed out, it's already been above the 200-day moving average for a while. Is this the kind of thing that, you know, you're holding indefinitely, barring those market conditions that scare you out of it? This is really an allocation that it's permanent in your portfolio?
As long as you're above the 200-day average.
Okay.
That's the thing at this point. Because right now, for the average investor, you've got an allocation to energy. And this, I think, will help you identify that, number one. And number two, if you feel positive about future energy prices, here's a way to hedge that growing fee that you're paying at the pump.
Yeah, it's been interesting because, like I said, we've had very mixed opinions on big oil, the oil services sector. We've had one or two people not so thrilled with it, but most of them seem to be in your camp and saying that's where you want to be if you want to play oil. All right, Tom, it is the Market Vectors Oil Services ETF, the ticker symbol OIH. It is the ETF of the week. From Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. You know where to go to get more information. It's ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, it's at ETF Trends. And of course, you can also follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. And Lydon, in case you didn't know, is Lydon. Tom, I'll see you in Chicago, but we'll have you back on the show next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we've just gotten started on Thursday's edition of Money Life. And that means that we've got a lot of things coming from the Morningstar Investor Conference for you. So stick around. As we tape this, I'm not sure what's next, but what I can tell you, it's going to be good, I promise. And that's what you're going to have right after this message. We're living the money life.